Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's quickly go down to the sideline, boys. Emma.
Yeah, Brandon Smith is looking to be in a lot of pain. He was on all fours, but he's just managed to get up. The trainer giving him a lot of attention. Jerome Hughes, I mean, he looks like he's on one leg. He's limping as well. They are the walking wound of the Melbourne Storm.
3 minutes to go. The ball is with Kickow.
Oh.
35 metres out from the Melbourne line. 12 in from touch. Luai at dummy half. He goes toward the centre, goes over the 30, gets rid of it to Fisher-Harris. Fisher-Harris floats a really ordinary pass out to Charlie Staines. Staines comes back in field. Easy pickings for Munster, 35 out on the last tackle. So this needs to be a good kick. And back it comes for May. He says no, Luai. Luai gets the pass across to Crichton. Crichton to To'o. To'o kicks back in field and chases. But the ball will be picked up by Penrith. This is six again. To'o, 15 out. Six tackles again. 2.5 to go. It's played back to Crichton. Given a kick out. Inside the 10 he goes. Taken by Nicho Hynes, but it's only tackle one.
Here we go.
They're 5 out and 20 in from touch. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. Now Kenny. He got it away to Yo. He got the pass out to May. Burton got it out to Momorowski. He stepped back in field. Then he got it to Staines. Then it comes back across to the middle. And who has it now? Oh, he's gone right through. Capel has scored for Penrith. A beautiful try, a beautiful weave, and Capel has scored with 90 seconds to go, MG.
What a remarkable try. They're out, they're gone. There's 2.5 minutes to go, but they didn't give up. Brian To'o, you're talking about man of the match. There's your man of the match. He died on the loose ball. The Jimmy position was put down, and they just went wide. They went right to the right. Almost scored over there with Charlie Staines and Morowski, and then back in the middle. He's been quiet all day, Capel, but he does what he does when he has to do it. Let's score a try to win the game for his team with a kick to come. Oh, an important kick for Crichton, who missed one in a similar spot from this side of the field in the first half of this first half. He's got a kick now to win the game with a minute and 30 to go on the clock.
Oh, just what you want when the regular kicker's out. You're just stepping in for the second or third time in your career and you get handed one to win the contest against the reigning premiers about, let's say 16 metres to the side of the right-hand upright. You're right, MG. He missed one on exactly the same position, but on the left-hand side, on his good side. Now, this is on his worst side.
He's a left-footer?
Is he a left-footer, is he? Oh, well, this is his good side then.
Yeah, put this one over.
This is his good side.
Boys, let me take this one. The Triple M Tyre Power Kick Predictor, 81%. He's 20 metres in from touch, so he's not far to the right-hand side of the upright. If he kicks this one, we'd say the Penrith Panthers win.
Yeah.
If he doesn't kick it, we're probably going to go into golden point.
Ooh.
But here he is, 20 in from touch. Tyre Power Kick Predictor says 81%. And he takes one look at it. Copping a little bit of noise from the crowd. Here he is. Young Crichton to win this game for the Panthers. 48 seconds to go.
Oh.
Here he comes now. Moves in. Hits it sweet. He's kicked it. He's kicked it. And so the Panthers lead 12-10. 40 seconds to go, boys. Here comes the short kickoff. But the Panthers might hang on. Stephen Crichton has kicked the match winner with 40 seconds left in the game.
What a game. What a game.
All right, now Munster's going to kick us off with a short kickoff. Referee Atkins says, just hang on a second, everybody. 40 seconds as the clock is stopped. Get ready for the short kickoff. A very, very, sitting right on the 10-metre line there is Penrith getting ready for it. And here it is, a high and short kickoff. Up they go, Melbourne ball. Well, this could even be a penalty. That could have been Penrith offside.
Yeah.
Well, this might be our first chance to see a
40-metre
field goal, but I thought that could have quite easily been a penalty. And here we go, and have a look at it.
They are going to challenge it.
Penrith are challenging the decision. Well, I thought
that might be a good result.
This could see Melbourne a penalty.
It's come off, I think.
Well, Crichton goes up, he gets highest for it, and he gets his hands to the football, as does
Kickow and Raymond Smith.
And then Kenny
was offside.
Knocks it.
Yeah, he's offside.
Knocks it on. They just need to see who gets more of the football here. Do they say that Crichton gets it?
Just to see who knocks the ball on.
Or does Smith get it?
Let's see who knocks the ball.
It's amazing.
On.
Remus Smith's hands are ahead of the ball. It is knocked backwards by Remus Smith, just confirming whether Stephen Crichton knocks the ball on. There is a knock on by Mitch Kenny afterwards.
If Crichton knocks it on, that's offside.
With the ball going backwards off Melbourne and Mitch Kenny knocking on, the challenge is unsuccessful.
Okay, all right. Well, now we might see a field goal from outside the 40.
We've got two tackles. 25 seconds to go.
Now, I'm just looking at the monitor. Bellamy in the box, blowing up Deluxe.
Offside, well, he's saying offside. Look, Bellamy's saying he's offside.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you said that initially, didn't you?
There we go now. Hughes feeds it. It comes out across for Munster. Munster to Olam. Olam will take the tackle. And there's only 20 seconds left in the game. 12-10, Penrith lead. It's played back to Wad O'Carr. It's given to Munster. Then to Brandon Smith. 15 out. Make it 12 metres out. By the time they stop him. Oh, I tell you what. There's only 8 seconds left in the game. Played back to Smoothie. Given to Munster. Munster to Hughes. Hughes gets it away to Hines. Hines steps back in field. Out of 1 and 2. The siren goes in the background. They float the pass out now to Bromwich, to Kenny Bromwich, and then to Olam. Olam over the line, but does he get it down? Olam over the line, but does he get it down? Let's have a look. They're claiming a try, Melbourne. But I can see the Panthers fans are cheering. They think it wasn't a try.
Oh, the Storm players are pretty happy as well.
With a block over.
Wow, what a game.
Ashley.
No try, says referee Atkins.
Hey,
well, we can see the Penrith crowd on the hill cheering.
They're looking at the obstruction and also the grounding. So there's two parts to this. So we need to check the Penrith defence. As it goes out to this right-hand side, Munster gives it to Hughes. Hughes flicks it on to Hines. They look like they were in trouble out on this right side, Penrith. Nico Hines, though, goes back to the centre of the field, is able to offload to Munster, who then starts moving back to the left, and in the desperation of the Penrith cover has all moved over to this right-hand side of the field. So you've only got a couple of players isolated on that left-hand side, which is basically the winger in Staines.
Ball on the outside.
The ball on the outside, so they're saying that that's play on from that point.
Now let's have a look at the put-down here, boys.
So then Hughes goes back, gets on the inside.
This the defensive line is set, and he's Guglielmo Kikau still has the opportunity to defend the play.
Yeah, okay. This might be a try, boys.
So now we need to see.
Justin Holland maintains possession here.
Does Kikau get on the top?
Ball's carried in the left hand.
Oh!
He's still up at this moment. Guglielmo Kikau.
Stays under the ball.
Now.
And holds that up and saves the game.
Well,
what a play.
That's desperation.
Just lose sight of the ball, just confirming all angles that the ball is always up.
Look at this. Go to the front on angle. Let's watch.
And the ball is still up at this stage.
Kikau's arm gets
up.
under there.
The other Kikau's hand is now underneath the ball. The ball is still up. And no
that's a massive
ball
play.
The winger was in for a try if he's passed the ball.
So this will be no try, we think, Penrith fans. Penrith 12, Storm 10, it's full time.
George Jennings.
Just making sure Olam does not get the ball down. Here is the decision. No try! No try! So Penrith beat the Melbourne Storm 12-10.
Wow.
In one of the great club games, one of the great club games that you will see in 2021, the grand final replay. Billy Kikau ends up being the hero of the game. Magnificently and miraculously holding Justin Olam up, keeping his arm under the ball as Olam went over to score a try after the full-time
side. And let's not forget that Kikau is a left-side defender, so he's been over on this left side.
He was knocked down by...
And he was knocked over, and then he made it over to the right-hand side of the field to get underneath that and save the day for Penrith. So
we are going to hear a lot about this game tomorrow. We're going to hear a lot about it.
Absolutely wonderful
game. Why wouldn't we? It's a fantastic game.
Isn't it amazing, boys? The 40-20s now, you kick them, and the success rate of a 40-20. In that situation, it seems more times than not, the player that needs to get the ball back off the short kickoff gets the ball back.
Yeah,
off the short kickoff. Yeah, I mean, you think they kind of do it all the time.
Amazing. Adam Carr was unmarked.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So they had the chance to win that game, but Olam pinned his ears back and went for it. Well done to Kikau.
Well, there we go. What a game of footy. It really come to life at the end. But Penrith have beaten the Storm 12-10. It could have gone either way.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.